This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with...
Arvind Braj.
And Audrey Raj.
Ooh. We're talking about whether or not you should choose when you get paid. Of course, we've all been in that situation. Oh, most of us have. Payday is a week away and you have an unexpected expense. Leaves you short on cash. Instead of resorting to a credit card or worse, a payday loan, what if you could use a mobile app to access your money that you've already earned but you've not been paid for yet? We've been asking for feedback regarding this. Messages over on WhatsApp.
Yeah, so Vasuki says, yes, when a company is big enough, employees should be able to pick when they get paid. Obvious reason is everyone's commitment date differs. But also, if these things are automated anyway, then giving employees the choice should be a given. Everyone getting paid on the same day seems like a slightly outdated, quote-unquote, tradition.
Mm-hmm. The automation thing is something that I wanted to talk about earlier. You know, I think we're moving towards that, of course, you know, where HR and payroll, I mean, most of it's already semi-automated anyway. You know, it's going to come to that point where it's fully automated. And then I'm guessing you could probably choose when you want to get paid anyway.
You have like a company app and you just choose when you want to get your stuff banked in.
Today. Now.
Sure.
Instantly. The poll has shifted somewhat again in the other direction. 54% of you now saying you should be able to choose when you get paid. Interesting. Right. And somebody else on Insta Story is saying, you know, the system is there for a reason. Thank you, Vijayan. Now, over to Arvind with the final story of the day, all about solving traffic jams with mathematics.
Yeah, so this article is from Fast Company, and it's about how mathematicians have solved traffic jams and are begging cities to listen. And this is like traffic modeling is like a complex branch of applied mathematics. That's why they're getting involved. And according to math experts who specialize in traffic flow, most traffic jams can be easily avoided with a few careful fixes to the overall system. This is why mathematicians have a distinct vitriol for local transport engineers. Alex Krilatov, a math professor at St. Petersburg University, says that engineers do not have competencies in the field of system-related increases in traffic performance. If they manage to achieve local improvements, after a while the flows rearrange and the same traffic jams appear in other places. Basically, what he's saying is that transport engineers and people who are tasked to sort of solve traffic problems in the cities don't know how to solve those traffic problems because they're not using enough math. Hmm. He's saying that if you use enough math, you will know how to sort of organize the city's traffic in a real-time way so that the solutions last for like many, many years instead of like a six-month fix kind of thing. Krilatov also co-wrote a book called Engineers Let Us Handle This. It's about how to use math approaches to solve. This is the geekiest article I've ever read. It's like engineers versus mathematicians, and they're both like fighting with each other. It's about how to use math approaches to solve traffic problems forever. Some of the major takeaways from the book are, one, all drivers need to be on the same navigation system, so cars can only be efficiently rerouted if instructions come from one center hub. One navigation system rerouting some drivers does not solve traffic jams. So imagine if everyone is using a Google Maps or Waze instead of some people using maps and some Waze and some outdated GPS systems. Number two, parking bans. So many urban roads are too narrow and cannot be physically widened. Traffic flow models can indicate where parking spots should be turned into lanes. So I guess like removing parking bays and using that space for traffic flow, which we've seen happen, I think, in KL, middle of KL town, places like Masjid India and stuff have removed all parking bays and now is used for either walkways or roads. Green lanes for cities that want to increase electric car use. Special lanes should be created for electric cars, providing an incentive for their use. And finally, digital twins. So this is the most interesting one because traffic demands and available infrastructure can only be balanced with digital modeling that creates an entire quote-unquote twin of existing roadways. So basically like a real-time replica of the entire city so transport engineers know how and when to switch traffic flow. So it's a system that shows you exactly where the traffic is in like either in 3D modeling or in a way that looks exactly like Waze. So the moment it's updated within like a minute's notice, people who sort of govern traffic or know how to reroute traffic will know which traffic lights to switch and which roads to close and where to place like traffic wardens or traffic police so to ease the traffic flow, which sounds like a big deal, but also if you really look at it, then it's just common sense to implement a system like that. The article also highlights a few interesting points. It says, one, it's important to remember that drivers are selfish and pursuing their own goals and are not interested in the shared network of road users, which I think, you know, being
Malaysian, right?
Every year, the government spends a significant budget to improve roads and traffic. Using these solutions could be more cost-effective. And finally, Krylatov says the mathematical approach in this case is superior to the engineering and economic one.
Engineers at home are going.
Yeah, I think in math language, I think that's like a sick burn, is what you would call it. You know, that's when like engineers are like, whoa, oh no.
Smart. Smart. So it's taking smart cities one step further then.
Yeah, yeah. But just thinking about stuff like Singapore, they didn't use any of these like, I don't know, like solutions or what, and they know how to solve traffic. So I don't know if it's about smart city solutions. Maybe it's just about implementation and having proper laws. Like, just saying something and then doing what you say. Because if you go to Singapore, they have incentives. They have like the green lanes. They have like different times, the staggered timing. So if you don't need to leave at 7 o'clock in the morning, then don't leave. Stay at home. Wait for the people who need to leave at 7 o'clock, get to work, and then you leave whenever you want and go to your shopping mall.
And as we know, they have enforcement.
They have enforcement. Yeah.
So, and they're very good at it.
Yeah. So maybe the book is just a pamphlet and it says like, follow Singapore. Solution.
Solution. Follow Singapore. Thank you very much for that. Time for us to wrap up, ladies and gents. Thanks for all of your tweets and your responses to the question that we're asking. Should you be able to pick when you get paid? I'll give you a quick final update on what the poll numbers are. 54% of you still saying, yes, we should choose when we get paid. 46, of course, saying no. Any more messages on Twitter we want to highlight or WhatsApp we want to highlight? Okay, that's all we've got time for today. Then, of course, we started off with that question. Should you be able to pick when you get paid? We then moved on to
how the coronavirus is hurting global business, especially retail, travel and the tourism industries.
And then we finished with how math people want to solve traffic problems, but engineers just won't listen.
Follow Singapore, apparently. Right, stick around. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. For the property market, 2019 was a bit of a challenging one. But in this new decade, have things or will things take a turn? Alex Yao, the group CEO of property developer Tropicana Corporation, came on the Breakfast Grill to tell them if the worst is over, how they're faring, and if you'd like to buy a property, would it be theirs? That is coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvin Uvaraj, Audrey Raj and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon. We'll see you then. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.